It's 7:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It is time now for us to segue to Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And we'll continue on a springtime theme, yeah.
When the signs went up, me and Eddie went down to the county park on the south side of town. We gathered at the Diamond, all fresh and green, for the tryouts for my little league team. Me and Eddie, we've been playing ever since we was four. Soon as I was big enough, man, I was out the door. Dad would get home from the factory just in time to have a catch with Eddie and me. And he told us, always give it your best, no matter what you do. And I hope I make it, hope I make it, hope I make it. I hope you make it too. My number and I take my place. Eddie's at short and I'm at second base. But the ball's so fast, hope I remember what to do. Eddie says he's scared and I am too. But I tell him, always give it your best, no matter what you do. And I hope I make it. I hope you make it too. My memories return to the same green field, waiting for my turn. My fingers sweat, my stomach aches, as she shoulders her back and she steps to the plate. And I told her, always give it your best, no matter what you do. And I hope she makes it. Hope I make it too.
His broad clear brow in sunlight glowed, burnished hooves, his war horse trod. From underneath his helmet flowed his coal black curls as on he rode, as he rode down to Camelot. And from the bank and from the river he flashed into the crystal mirror. Side to side, the curse has come upon me, cried the Lady of Shalott. Yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his banks complaining, heavily the low sky riding over towered Camelot. Down she came and found a boat beneath a willow left afloat, and round about the prow she down the river's dim expanse, like some bold Serena trance, seeing all his own mischance. With a glassy countenance she looked to Camelot. And at the closing of the day she loosed the chain, down she lay. Broad stream bore her far away, the Lady of Shalott. As she reached upon the tide, the first house by the water side, singing in her song she died, the Lady of Shalott. And under tower and balcony, by garden wall and gallery, a gleaming shape she floated by, dead pale between the houses nigh, silent into Camelot. And out upon the wharfs they came, knight and burgher, lord and dame, and round the prow they read her name, the Lady of Shalott. Lancelot Muse. just a little space. He said she has a lovely face. God in his mercy lend her grace, the Lady of
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue, to reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
And we almost had the fire siren going by just to punctuate that warning. So, yeah, this is once again another high fire season. Obviously, don't leave candles unattended. Make sure the stove is off before you leave, and make sure your furnace or boiler is running properly. Well, it's 7:19 here at WMFO. That was Lorena McKennett with the Lady of Shalott. I'm not sure it was this piece playing when I first heard her CD, The Visit, but I do know that I was stopped in my tracks by this exquisite voice. This was Down on the Cape. I immediately went and purchased the album. And then I can't even remember if it was that year or the next, but she came to Cambridge and did a concert at a venue that is now closed. And yes, the voice is genuine. It's not just studio amplified, as the person sitting in the front row found out when she hit a good high note and his wine glass broke. So yeah, that's my memory of first encounter with Lorena McKennett. We're going to hear another piece from her, and then we'll get to our calendrical information for this end of March. Thank you. that was Lorena McKennett with The Visit. I believe the album came out in something like 1991 or something like that. We heard The Lady of Shalott in the Old Ways. Before that was John McCutcheon with Hope I Make It from his Spring Songs. He has a whole quartet of songs for the season, and this is Spring Songs. And we started off with Richard Thompson with The Dog in You and Do All These Tears Belong to You from his new album 13 Rivers. And as we mentioned, if you are an aspiring young musician, ages 16 to 26, check out that summer camp offering, because it's certainly darn good. It is 7:27. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. March the 29th, excuse me, folks, I still don't have a great voice, the first of the borrowing days, the last 3 days of the month, which are often cold and stormy, are said to have been borrowed by March from April. March borrowed from April 3 days, and they were ill. The first was snow and sleet. The next was cold and wheat. The third was such a freeze, the birds' nibs stuck to trees. Well, it's certainly wet, and it's kind of cold, though we're supposed to warm up. We can certainly hope so. March the 30th, Badger Cubs and other animals that were hibernating are starting to appear above ground. And March 31st, the common but valuable blue ground ivy, alias Gilgo by the Hedge, alias Alehoof, now beginning to flower. End this and every month, luckily. It is lucky to say, hairs, hairs, aloud as you go to bed on the last day of the month, and to say rabbits, rabbits, as soon as you awaken the following morning. And yes, March 31st is Mothering Sunday this year. April is the spring cuckoo's month. And we get this name from the Latin apparillus, from apereo, to open or display, the month when the earth opens. And you may remember your Eliot with April is the cruelest month, breeding flowers out of the dead ground. Or you could look at it as April showers bring May flowers. In Welsh, it's known as a Abril. In Gaelic, it's the cuckoo's May, the fool's May. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's the month of the dawn goddess Estra. April the 1st is All Fool's Day, or Hunt the Gowk Day. On this ancient feast of unknown origin, the most time-honored method of making April fools is to send them on pointless errands and ask for articles much in request by the victims, include pigeon's milk, striped paint, copies of The Life of Eve's Mother, elbow grease, hen's teeth, and a long stand. Don't you laugh and don't you smile, hunt the gowk another mile. bearing a sealed envelope containing this message, Scots Gowks, or April Cuckoos, are today passed from one prankster to the next, each of whom thinks up a new errand and hunts the Gowk on. Sadly, for those across the pond, it seems that the entire month of, actually, you can't even say it's the month, from 2019 on, Britain has seemed to have lost its dignity, and no one really knows how Brexit will turn out. April the 2nd, St. Urban's Day. Take April purges and pray for beautiful hair. On the feast of St. Urban, forsooth, maids hung up some of their hair before the image of St. Urban, because they would have the rest of their hair grow long and golden. And probably the one reason we know about St. Urban is because features in that wonderful book by Reginald Scott, The Discovery of Witchcraft, dating all the way back to 1584. And yes, April is usually the month of Easter, except when it's incredibly early, which is not the case this year. April the 4th, beware springtime colds and other excesses. And after Mothering Sunday, we have various other preparations for Easter, including gathering Easter eggs. Fortunately, most people's hens are laying now, even here in New England, and otherwise pash, pace, or peace eggs for Easter feasts and games. Back to the music.
Persephone, Persephone, maiden of the springtime, now's the day you know the way to climb back toward the sunshine.
Demeter, Demeter, waiting all the winter, cloaks the earth all in green, her daughters come to greet her.
Persephone, Persephone, maiden of the springtime, now's the day you know the way to climb back toward the sunshine. Demeter, Demeter, waiting all the winter, cloaks the earth all in green, her daughters come to greet her.
The spheres spin as Uranus and Mars move in conjunction, making March the only month which is also a military manoeuvre. On historic holdings, now came the top dressing of cereals to keep them from cold. On the modern farm, it is imperative to dip the emu. In most years, Lent begins, ushered earnestly in by Shove Tuesday, when bulls are footed and pancakes tossed.
We are three jolly tossers, and we have wandered nigh, with a flipping pancake all for to toss it high. So here we come to toss. Now, as always was, Easter is a-coming, and our buns will all be crossed.
Spring threatens, as Loisynths and small Onias sniff the Arctic air for harbingers of heat. In the side roads of Snoring, great and small, the first cuckold of spring is spotted, though the woodpecker is less so. Green is the colour, growing is the game, as the countryside begins to come alive, and nature prepares to have her wicked way.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the country where the local yokels live. Smell the rustic air and the muck heaps too. See the wiggly worm as the early sparrow swallows it. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Moo cows poo. Yes, they do. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Come to the country where the merry milkmaids live. See the cheeky sparrow and the sparrowhawk too. Swoop, squawk, oh dear, the sparrow's not so cheeky now. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Moo cows poo, just like you. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Come to the country where the jolly farmer lives. See him out a-walking with his shotgun too. Spots the handsome sparrowhawk, puts both barrels into it. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Moo cows poo. Moo. On your shoe. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Come to the country where the food you eat comes from. See the supermarket man, well to do. Talk to the farmer, look, he's not so jolly now. His milk, he's heard, is worth no more than moo cows poo. Moo cows poo, in full view. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Come to the country where the peace and quiet is. Buy a country cottage like your friends all do. Wonder where the yokels, the milkmaids and the farmer went. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Moo cows poo. Mm. Though you sue. Out in the country where the moo cows poo. Moo cows poo. Just for you. Out in the country where the moo cows poo.
The sphere spins, and Venus, mounted on the cusp, begets April. Nights are shorter, and Earls earlier. On misty-membered meadows, lambs were turned out. Nice again. On today's farm, it is time to engage the illegal immigrants. Soon will come Shakespeare's birthday, when, as St. Crispin observed,
gentlemen in England now abed shall hold their manhoods.
But this month mostly means mischief and madness, starting suddenly with All Idiots' Day. Then there are teasing tricks, impractical jokes, and gustoed guising. Nothing is quite as it seems, and no one is who they really are. In the cottages of Catfield, a song is sung that tells of dressing up, dressing down, and somewhat saucily, French dressing.
Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We are come of Hagen, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. For we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. And the first that comes in is Lord Nelson, you see, with a bunch of blue ribbons tied round by his knee. And the star on his breast that like silver does shine. And I hope he remembers its pace right in time. Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We'll come up pace again, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. And the next that comes in, it is Lord Collingwood. And he's fought with Lord Nelson till he shed his blood. And he's come from the sea, old England to view. And he's come all haste again with the whole of his crew. Here's one, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We are come of haste again, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. And alas,
last that comes in is old Tosspot, you'll see. He's a valiant old man and in every degree. He's a valiant old man and he wears a pigtail. And all his delight is in drinking strong ale. Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We'll come of haste in and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. Come ladies and gentlemen, sit by the fire. Put your hands in your pockets and give us our desire. Put your hands in your pockets and treat us all right. If you give not, we'll take not. Farewell and good night. Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We have come of place again and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. For we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
It is the day of all the year, of all the year, the one day when I shall see my mother dear and bring a cheer, a mothering on sudden day.
And I'll put on my Sunday coat and in my cap a feather and get the lines I writ by rote with many a note. I put them all together
and I'll go fetch my simmel cake, go fetch it from the baker. He promised me for mother's sake the best he'd bake for me to fetch and take.
My sister Jane is serving maid along the squire's lady, and year by year apart she's played, and on she stayed to get the dinner ready.
For mother comes to church, you'll see, of all the year it's the day, the one she'll say that's made for me, and so it be, it's every mother's free day. It is the day when rich and poor are chiefly feasted on the selfsame dish, when every paunch, till it can hold no more, is fritter-filled as well as art can wish. And every lass and every lad does take their turn and toss the pancakes up for fear they burn. And all the kitchen doth with laughter sound to see the bloody pancakes fall upon the ground. It is the day of all the year, of all the year, the one day. And here come I, my mother dear, to bring you cheer of mothering on Sunday.
What's in there? Gold and money. Where's my share? The mousie took it. Where's the mousie? In his housie. Where's his housie? In the wood. Where's the wood? The fire burnt it. Where's the fire? The water doused it. Where's the water? The brown bull drank it. Where's the brown bull? At the back of Burney's Hill. Where's Burney's Hill? All covered in snow. Where's the snow? The sun melted it. Where's the sun? High, high, high up in the air.
Thank you.
The leaves be green, the nuts be brown, they hang so high, they will not come down.
is the way. No spring is the spring. All for love, ich han so sick that's leben in a way. Answer at that mind and swat read what is few. Me layman me have us behold of love true. He changes anew. If he mind it shall him rue be this day. No spring as the spray. All for love, ich am so sick, that's leben in a way.
It's 7:54. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard Shira Common doing The Leaves Be Green from, that's a poem by Browning, and then a real classic piece, Now Springeth the Spray, and that was the wonderful voice of John Flegel, taken from us way too soon. That album is called The Almanac, and it's out on Shira's own label. Before that was Robin Williamson, The Back of Bernie's Hill, Over the Hills and Far Away, for songs for children of all ages. John Roberts, and that was actually really Tony Barron all the way, gave us Mothering Sunday from To Welcome in the Spring. Ian Corrigan and Friends gave us the Pacehaging song. Sid Kipper from his Almanac series gave us March, Moo Cow's Poo, and April. And we started off with Ann Hill with the Persephone song. And we are going out of here with a lovely piece by Therese Schroeder Schecker from Rosa Mystica, while Mr. Bucher?
Buchert. Very good, Joanne.
We try. Okay. He's all set to go here.